Well, on the other aspect of the question that relates to people acquiring some piece of knowledge and they don't know how to apply the knowledge or how to invite people to the deen or correct people. Well, the Almighty Allah stated very categorically in the Quran al-Kareem, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal ma'izwati al-hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan." Invite to the way of your Creator. Bil hikmah, with wisdom. Wal ma'izwati al-hasana, and a fantastic expression. And you would have to argue when it is necessary. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he demonstrated how to do that. We remember all of us about the time when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the mosque and the Bedouin Arab came. And the Prophet was sitting. Some of his companions are sitting together with him and the man started to urinate inside the mosque. The companions, they were so furious. They were so furious. They wanted to go and, you know, attack the man. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, دعوه لا تزلموه ولا تقطعوا عليه بوله. Leave him alone. Don't stop him. Don't intervene. When he finishes, وَعَلِيكُوا عَلَيْهِ دَلْوًا مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Take a bucket of water and throw it on the space. That you people, you Muslims, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُمْ مُيَسِّرِينَ وَلَمْ تُبْعَثُوا مُعَسِّرِينَ. You Muslims have been sent by Allah to be very, very gentle when you correct people. You have not been sent by Allah to scare people away, to run people away from you all. Now, when you want to advise, when you want to correct an individual, you should always try as much as possible to know the level of the understanding of that individual. It's very, very important. The same way you will correct, you cannot use the same language. You cannot use the same force you will use, you know, to a Muslim who has been a Muslim in his life, you will not correct him in the same manner that you will use in correcting somebody who is just entering to the fold of Islam. You would have to be very, very careful. Know the understanding of the individual, his level, before you know what to say. And always make sure that what you are going to say is correct. Always make sure. Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, radiallahu ta'ala an, he was sitting in the mosque one time, and all of a sudden, a man entered the mosque. And this is a Muslim. He said, Assalamu alaikum to him. He answered his salam, but he turned away his face from him. He turned away his face from him. Then he said, Ayadukhulu alayna rajulun wa huwa zani. How can an individual person be so brave to come and see us after he has committed fornication? He was not there with him. He was surprised. He made, how can somebody will be so brave to come and see us after he has committed fornication? Now, the man himself was amazed. He said, أَوَحْيٌ بَعْدَ إِنْقِطَائِهِ. Is this a revelation? When revelation ceased to come after the departure of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what happened, my brothers and sisters? This man did not actually commit the real fornication that we all know, that we all feel is a problem. What he did, when he was coming, he met a very beautiful sister in Islam, and he was gazing at her too much. Well, to us today, it's nothing. It's nothing. When the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Muslims that will be coming, they are going to do something that they don't even consider as anything, just like an air. Whereas during our own time, we consider it as destructive. To us today, it doesn't make any difference. You can even shake hands. You can even hug. You go to that extent. But Sayyidina Uthman, he turned away from this man simply because when he was coming, he met a sister and he was gazing at her. Before, the Prophet said, the first sight is for you. Anything other than that is haram. It's against you. It's zina. It's fornication. So now, what I want to point out here is, Sayyiduna Uthman was very firm with this particular individual because of his level of understanding. Maybe if it were to be somebody who is a beginner to Islam, he wouldn't have been so much stunned with him. So as a Muslim, this is how you, as a scholar who have some amount of knowledge, you have to know this, how you address people and how you correct people. You have to know the level of understanding of everybody before you give any words of admonition. Thank you very much.